today's episode of The Breakaway presented by Los Rios Community College District. We have two guests, Matt LaGrassa and Jack Gurr. We talk about all kinds of stuff. Not as much soccer, just more about those guys and their personalities. That's kind of what I wanted to get out of this episode. We had a lot of fun, and we hope you guys will too, listening to today's episode. That's all coming up. My name is Connor Sutton, and this is The Breakaway, a Republic FC podcast. Sacramento Republic FC fans, UC Davis Health is here to keep you in the game so you can score a healthier future. From adult and pediatric care to sports medicine and orthopedics, their providers focus on achieving better health for the very young to the young at heart. Find a doctor you connect with at any of their 17 primary care clinics throughout the region, including Davis, Sacramento, Folsom, Roseville, Rockland, and more. Learn how they can support you at choosehealth.ucdavis.edu. At Elk Grove Charter School, our students chase their dreams. Students advance at their own pace. EGCS offers flexible schedules, small class sizes, and accelerated learning in a fully accredited learning environment. We help students balance their academic goals while pursuing their passions in club sports, performing arts, entrepreneurship, and much more. Elk Grove Charter School is now enrolling. Learn more by going to egcs.egusd.net or give us a call at 916-714-1653. We're confident our students will astound you.
You would make yourself number one, Connor.
Shock, Connor's in the middle.
Shock.
It's all about you.
The Connor Show.
I wanted you guys to be able to look at each other because I figured you guys are just going to be making fun of each other the whole time.
And get lost in this guy's eyes, you know?
All right, on the podcast today, excited to have these two guys. I don't know if there'll be a serious conversation throughout. It's Matt LaGrassa, Jack Gurr. Fellas, thanks for doing this. Good to see you.
I'm very serious, Connor. So I don't know why you would say something like that.
Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, you're welcome, man.
Very excited to be here.
Yeah. So I want to start with Matt's beard. Is this new this year?
Yeah, you know, it comes in waves.
Just we can tell.
Pure laziness. It gets too long, and then I cut it, and then I let it get too long again.
Got it.
And then I cut it, but there's really no rhyme or reason.
Yeah. What about you, Jack?
This is all I've got here. Honestly, this is the longest it's going to go. This is all I've got.
Can you grow? You can grow a beard.
No, I don't think I can.
No. It's patchy.
I haven't even. It just doesn't go past this length, so I don't know if it's patchy or not. So, that's all I got.
Wow. All right. So, do you know he joined the broadcast booth this year? Did you know that?
Oh yeah. For what? Why didn't you drive? What were you doing?
He was hurt. I was injured. Yeah,
he was hurt.
The Pittsburgh game.
Yeah.
I
remember because he spoke highly of me.
Yeah. No. Well, he had a great – my favorite quote of the whole day was, it was a corner kick. You're up – you're like above the 18.
Oh, I already know this one. My mom texted me about it.
I thought I'd help here.
Yeah. He's like – Matt's going to have one. If he would just stop picking his nose up there. Focus or something like that.
Oh, that was it. I thought you were talking about the one where I was picking him up.
It.
And then he kicked it out for a throw.
It over the stand.
Yeah, you're right. That happened too. That happened too, yeah.
The left-footed volley.
It happened, though, you know, but that's the thing is I did tell him, like, people really enjoyed it because it was a different feel, different vibe, but we were talking about, all right, who, if we ever did this again, who would be one of the guys to do it? Nick Ross has done it before, and your name came up, man.
I mean, if Cam Awasa can do it, I can do it. I know that, so he would appreciate me saying that, I think.
Yes, he would. He would.
No, I wouldn't mind going in there. I think I could do a decent job.
Yeah.
Just basically talking while the game's going on.
Right. That's
what commentary is.
That is exactly what it is. Yeah. Well, I mean, you hit it on the head.
Yeah. All the way.
Yeah.
It's the whole thing.
All right.
It's the whole thing. Especially with the way we did it with the players only aspect, which was cool. I wanted to ask you guys about the Hughes match, going in there and seeing those fans in the first half. We were talking about the lines were a little tough for you guys, especially for you. Have you ever played on lines like that before?
I have in college.
Oh yeah. Okay.
But I don't think since then. I think we've played on a few like football fields, but not as crazy as the lines were there.
Yeah.
Not saying that's why we lost, but like Don't think it helped.
Yeah,
for sure.
What about the crowd that night, though? 20,000 showing out was pretty special.
No, that was, I mean, barring maybe the Open Cup game last year,
right,
that was the best atmosphere we've had since I've been here. I mean, even just the fans being there so early, tailgating, in line, you're walking through lines of fans to get into the game. I mean, you could tell what it meant to the city. You can show, it was just such a good display of what Sacramento fans are about.
And typically, you know, fans, when you guys come out for warmups, fans are kind of trickling in, but they're not really, like, actually in their seats.
Yeah.
This game, there wasn't really much where else for them to go, right? They kind of had to be in their seats. So then when you guys came out, like, a massive ovation the first time, and then you come out again, and obviously it was even louder.
No, I mean, it was honestly so incredible.
Yeah.
And it, I mean, obviously there's been a lot of deals in the working, I don't know if I, but about the stadium and if it were to come and all that stuff. And it's exciting for the city. And if you can get, I think that was the perfect display of like what the atmosphere is going to be like if a stadium comes to downtown and what it's going to be like every week with people showing up early into downtown. And it felt like a Kings playoff game.
Yeah.
Honestly, I went to one of those and I mean, everybody is in the arena early. There's lines outside. Downtown's popping. I mean, Land Park was popping.
Yeah.
So
it does. It shows like if they had like built a 30,000 seater like next week, they'd sell it for the next game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like absolutely.
Yeah. For sure. For sure.
Made in the Shade Tent Rentals is your number one choice for tent rentals in Sacramento and throughout Northern California. From concerts and festivals to corporate events, outdoor dining to private special events, construction, manufacturing, or farming. Whenever you need shade, whatever the occasion, we've got you covered. Visit madeshade.com to inquire about options. That's M-A-D-E shade.com. Choosing the right health plan for you and your family is simple with Western Health Advantage. Their plans include wellness programs that put you in the game and on the field with ways to stay fit and healthy. Check out their affordable plans that have been keeping our community strong for over 25 years. Go online to westernhealth.com. That's westernhealth.com for more information. Are you living the life you want to live? Restore is Sacramento Public's preferred recovery facility, helping the players and coaches do more of what they love. Restore has cutting-edge wellness modalities for every goal, from cryotherapy to red light therapy to IV drip therapy, aesthetic services. Create your customized plan today and get ready to meet the best version of yourself at any of their three locations: Sacramento and Lomans Plaza, Roseville at the Fountains, and Folsom in the Palladio. Restore Hyper Wellness, helping you do more of what you love.
What about the aspect from you guys being on the road for so long? I know that was got to be crazy. You're basically a month-long road trip. And then you come back and you don't even play a place where you're comfortable. Now you go into Saturday where you play in a place that you are comfortable. That's got to feel like nice. Like, all right, we are – not that you weren't back with Hughes, right, because those are fans. Those are your fans. But in terms of, like, comfortability, it's got to be nice to actually be back Saturday.
Yeah, and that is our home. You know, like, we pride ourselves on like our performance at home, and that long stretch away was tough, to be honest, like physically and mentally on the whole squad. It's so good to be back on Saturday, and then hopefully it's a big game for us.
Yeah. What about so one of the things I wanted to ask you guys about that I think is funny, and I'll pull this up in here in a second, is the game day fits. What's your guys' thoughts on the pictures coming in? Because some guys, they go all out. Connor Donovan wore a full suit one game.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then some guys take it.
Groomsman.
Yeah, that's never happening for me.
Yeah, I had to wear a suit when I played in Nashville,
and
it was so hot. Yeah, it was like at the beginning. Anyway, I'm glad they got rid of that. But I'm not going full suit. Not here.
For me, like my take is like, my mind's on the game. I'm there to play football, and like I'm just gonna put whatever I see on first, just to like.
Yeah.
I know some people like to, you know, go out all out and stuff, which is fair enough.
Yeah, but, you know, look good, feel good. There's a case to be made.
No, yeah, absolutely. But it's not like I'm trying to get on Vogue's fashion list here. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's apparent. Let's pull up some pictures here.
There's some Vogue fashion candidates on our team.
Oh, there are.
That is slick.
Look at this one. This one looks good.
You've got good style, though.
That's just
simple.
Safe from me.
Safe.
Yes.
Very safe.
Top button, all the way button, though.
All up.
All the way
up. All black.
Yeah, all business. Smile is a little bit like, you know, it's like a little half grimace there. I don't know
Just like, I know the pictures are coming. I'm just trying to get through it.
I'm just trying to.
Let me get my boots on.
Oh, wow. Let's go back. Go back to that
Let's go back. This is not great for a listening audience, but watch it on YouTube. Look at that one.
Oof, jeez.
Oof, look at that.
That is business, Jack. Yeah,
look,
he's
that.
Ready.
Look at that. So he's going to kill somebody. Look at that.
Yeah, see, I don't mind that.
Assassin.
Yeah. Then he's
given
a
little bit more there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait. I'm already cringing because this is going to happen to me.
Did you think I wasn't going to have
mine? These are safe plays from me.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy.
Yeah. I like it.
Just
okay.
Put me on the pictures. Don't put me on the pictures. Not bothered.
I wanted to mention this one. This looks like it's a first day of school.
Yeah, that's
doesn't it?
That's portrait mode, yeah.
That's more of like,
yeah, you look
I
like,
really don't want the picture.
Yeah.
But I'm going to put myself on.
You look
on
like you should be holding, like, I'm going into 12th grade. That's what that one looks like.
Yeah, that one. It's see, tough. The top button, if it's not a portrait, the top button's looking all right. You go in on the portrait mode on the top button, then yeah, it looks like my school teacher bought me that t-shirt.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. You got to get the shoes in there.
Yeah, this is a good one, too. This is a good one. See, this is a good one. There's good ones and bad ones. We're getting worse, though.
And bad ones. Oh,
look at this.
No.
Straight off the beach.
Oh,
look at him.
What thrift shop did you buy that from?
You can't say that. My girlfriend's going to be fuming. She bought me that.
Great.
So one of them was your grandfather's, right?
Yeah, yeah. But that, which to be fair, that could have come out of his closet. But
I think it's this next one.
That's Abercrombie. They're making a comeback.
Wow. Okay, but look at
that. Yeah, Le Grasse, 40% off. Code Le Grasse.
Yeah.
Look at his face. Look at his mouth.
Yeah.
On that one.
You're feeling every inch of that.
And the glasses?
I mean...
He's not against this. He's not against
that's
this is the grandpa one?
That's Floyd. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Floyd gave
I don't mind that.
He didn't actually give me that. I took it out of his closet. But hang on.
Because my thing is based on the last picture, this doesn't look like it's a family. It looks like it's part of this. You're just going for this all year long.
That looks like the same as the shirt that I got from Abercrombie.
I think
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
There's a fine line between like...
It looks like they told you to look off camera too. Look at them. They look like they told them to look off.
Yeah.
I think if you asked the guys on the team, whose style would you want to replicate? I don't think there'd be one candidate that's like, I'd like to look like Matt LaGrasse on game day. I don't think anyone's... Oh, God. Luke Rayfield's going to make
fun of this.
See,
that's a portrait, isn't it? They've done you a kipper there. They've done you like me.
The beard looks... I think I do like the beard, by the way.
Thanks.
Yeah, I like it.
Appreciate that.
I like it. Hang on, I think there's one more. There we go.
That's I like
this
that
fit.
One.
I like this fit.
You like that shirt.
You know where I got that? I got that right before the Open Cup game last year. Ross, $10.99. Don't know who makes it. But.
Wow. I just wanted to mention those.
If Ross wants to give me a discount code as well.
Code LaGrasse.
Code LaGrasse. For 0% off.
Free shipping.
Free shipping. There you go. My gosh. All right. You guys got 6 games left before playoffs. I know it's kind of down to the time where everybody's focused and everybody's kind of grinding, but you just came off a bye week. What did you guys do for your bye week?
I was up in Tahoe.
Seems like quite a few guys went to Tahoe, didn't
they? Yeah, Tahoe. It was beautiful up there. I get up there like a couple times a year if I can. if I can. What does that mean? And then the weekend before, actually, we had a couple days and went camping.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very outdoorsy.
Yeah. Is that you? You're an outdoorsy guy?
Once a year, yeah.
Once a year.
Once a year, we sleep in a tent, say we're outdoorsy.
What about you, Jack?
I didn't do a lot, honestly.
No?
Saved some money. That's what I did.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
And normally, like, if they had been, they worked it well to do the 3 and the 2.
Yeah.
If they give us the 5... For sure, I'm going somewhere exotic.
Oh, so they did it intentionally?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, for sure.
So the 3 days is not enough.
Not enough.
To be fair, though, like if they'd done the 5 this late in the season, it's like, probably don't want that much.
Yeah, it's probably the right thing to do, to be honest.
Yeah.
But there are some teams that get like 5, 6, what was it? Wasn't it Indy?
Yeah.
5, 6 days off.
Well, where are they at in the table?
Ooh.
That's probably why, to be honest.
Well, it's a mentality thing. I can say it. Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. What about what other guys did? You saw where somebody was at and you're like, gosh dang, I wish I would have done what this guy did.
I would have done what Nick Ross did because that's on my list. I haven't been back to Yosemite
Ooh.
In a while. Went to Yosemite with his family.
Very nice.
See?
I know Russ.
I'm outdoorsy.
When I scared Russ this morning, I asked him if he had, I think it was this morning. Anyway, when I asked if he had ever been to Tahoe and he said he hadn't.
Russ?
Yeah, so today, last weekend was his first time in Tahoe.
Oh, yeah, that was his first time.
So
it
I
is,
imagine...
Tahoe's like, it's pretty stunning.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I say it lives up to the hype.
I agree. You've been, I'm sure.
Yeah. I've been a couple of times. Really enjoyed it a lot of the time.
It's a good time of year, too.
When people come over as well, I think that's one of the places they want to go to. And they're never disappointed when you go up there.
I was going
to
ask you about that. So your family came over.
Yeah.
The legend, Terry Gurr.
Yeah.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
And Twitter.
Yeah. Whatever social media you want, he's on it.
He's top commenter.
Yeah.
Which is great. Got to meet him, and I'm sure they had it. How many people from your family came over?
He just came by himself. My auntie, she doesn't like flying, to be honest, like long distances, so he just came. But he loved it over here. He really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Went to Tahoe and obviously saw a few of the games. And for him to come over and like see how we're living like day to day was really good for him.
Yeah.
I'll say it. Do we have a position for him? Can we create one?
Yeah, sure.
We get Terry Gurr on the staff.
We should.
As what?
Who knows?
Mascot.
Surely. We can get him for something.
Yeah. I mean, he's invested. Like, he's up at 3 o'clock every match day.
It's crazy.
3 o'clock in the morning to watch us.
That's good.
His coughs are, like, cramping at halftime. He won't sit down in the first half.
He won't sit down.
Nah, he's got, like, cough cream on his And he'll be listening to this, to be fair. He'll be all over this, to be fair.
Well, you should be.
I'm glad you give him a shout-out.
Yeah, he's the man. And then, of course, I mean, I spent a lot of time with your parents in Orlando last year.
I'm sorry about that.
No, I had a great time. And then I see him every match day now.
Yeah, no, they're great. They are at every game.
Yeah.
They'll be there this weekend. They'll be there Wednesday. They'll probably still be season ticket holders when I'm long gone.
Yeah.
They love the club. They just love soccer. My mom watches other USL games.
Really?
Like, regularly.
Does she need to be a guest?
House, I'm not kidding. If I pop over to the house, she'll have Indy Birmingham on.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't even watch that.
That's class.
Wow.
But yeah, she's dedicated.
She's scouting in case you ever, you know, playoffs. You never know at this point.
Yeah. And then my dad, it's a social event for him. He gets out, sees all of his friends. It's great times. Great times. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a character for sure. Yeah. Which I'm sure is really cool for you to have them at every game, especially, you know, obviously you played in Nashville and I'm sure they came to games, but having them at pretty much everyone's got to be pretty special for you.
For sure. And it was, I mean, a big piece of why I wanted to come back here.
Yeah.
You know, you spend so much time, like I'm sure Jack can talk about it too. You spend so much time away from your family and there are moments in your career as a player where you're like, you have to be selfish. You have to take the best opportunity. You have to do what's right for you. But to have, for me, the opportunity to come back and kind of share my career with the people that helped me get to where I am is,
that's
nothing
cool.
Better.
You been playing any golf?
I haven't played as much as I'd like, to be honest. We have a big tournament next month at the Granite Bay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you play?
No. But
Matt can play.
I mean,
he can hit a ball.
I've hit golf balls before.
Yeah.
But I don't go out on the course and play like 9 or 18 holes right now.
Not even.
I play 9 every once in a while in Nashville, but I don't have clubs.
Yeah.
But when we're at Topgolf, I'm not useless.
Right.
You know. Yeah. Like I think some guys on our team, I won't name names, I think I could beat them right now.
Right.
And they play more than me.
Oh. Oh. But you
not Jack.
But there's a lot of guys who do play quite a bit, right? So you guys kind of take time and go out there?
Yeah. It's a good break.
Yeah. And because when you're out there, you guys are, I'm sure, competitive and you kind of like, you know, you're always so focused on soccer. At this point in time, you can just be focused on something else.
Yeah. And honestly, it's a nice few hours out, to be honest, just like for a day, you know, you go somewhere different and like you say, focus on something else than soccer, you know what I mean?
Is it like a good off day thing or is it like how do you plan it?
Yeah, it's a good off day. Yeah, it's just like a Monday is a good day to go play golf. You laughing at?
Oh, you know they're always joking about squeezing 9 in after trading.
Yeah, but they don't.
Though. I don't think you do. 9's
like an hour and a half.
Yeah. Well,
it depends on Luke's the day. Up. Yeah, Luke.
And I'm doing half the session the next day. You know.
Have you played him, by the way?
No, I haven't. He's scared. He hasn't played.
He's so yeah.
And he's got half a leg right now.
Yeah,
so
he's out injured. He injured himself because he's scared to play.
That's why. Yeah, is that why?
I'll tell him, yeah.
Well, he's like a scratch golfer.
Yeah, thanks to good. Brenda yeah. and Gabe from Sac City and Los Rios Community College District. If you still grab your tickets to the Hughes match, sacrepublicacy.com/Hughes. Should be a fun night.
Waiting for you to
tickets
have a bad
are running out.
Back. Let's
grab
go.
Them quick.
Well, now he
we'll
needs
see you
training.
On Saturday,
he's got to get back
always.
Into form. Yeah. He's taken 6 months off.
He still can't play now?
No, I don't think so.
I think he's putting. He told me he's hitting 7-footers or something.
Yeah.
Wow, wow. What was it like when Roro was able to come back for you guys after being out for so long? I know he's a big part of the team last 2 years. Club, obviously, you know, a legend for what he did in 2014 and even last year. But what was it like when he was able to come back and get on the pitch?
It was honestly really good because we've seen him day in, day out, like grinding, you know what I mean? Like putting all that work in to get back on the pitch. And to be honest, when he got injured, we weren't sure if he'd be back for the season at all. So credit to him, to do everything he's done to get back earlier. And, even off the field as well, he's such a leader and obviously, a legend at the club where he just gives us that extra bit of quality, which I think, especially in these last few games, are going to, we're going to need that a lot. And his experience and what he brings to the team and just the club is important for us.
Right, right.
Yeah, I think you were maybe as well, but I was injured with him a little bit, early on when he was doing the rehab, and you can just see how much it meant to him. And he had it on his calendar, that Hughes Stadium game, for a long time. And so for him to get that moment, he earned every bit of it, for sure.
And he did a lot of videos and press around it as well, because I would say, 50% of the reason we did the game was because of the story of him winning it there and then coming back. You know, that's a huge moment.
Yeah, and I mean, even at his age as well, doing, you know what I mean, to put that much work and probably not know how you're going to come back, you know, to be 100% fit now, fair play.
And it's a mental grind. It really is.
I'm sure.
I remember at one point he was telling me people that get this injury have a high instance of re-injury, and you could see him kind of mentally turning over, and he had to fight that, and he did, to be fair, and he's back, and he looks great. He looks fit. He's running great.
Yeah.
So it's awesome to have him back.
And a good time for a bye for, you know, him, Sebastian, I think Nick. Now you guys are basically fully fit, where for, I don't know, a while there it was man, the inactive report tonight is tough.
Mm. Yeah.
But you guys grinded through it and stayed in first place through that, and maybe a couple of instances where you dropped back down and then quickly recovered. It's pretty incredible to see that. So kudos to you guys. I know there's a long ways to go, but that's obviously fantastic. Four games at home out of the last six. I know you guys are fighting for home field advantage down the stretch. It should be a lot of fun. I'm fired up. I know the fans are. We're seeing, I think following the Hughes game, we're seeing just a lot of people very excited and interested, which is awesome. So, what about a last question? I think before we go, and I already showed the pictures, which is the whole reason I invited you guys here.
Oh, jeez.
It's not. But what about the aspect of you guys now having 6 weeks left? I know you don't do scoreboard watching and you try not to pay attention, but how do you stay focused in these last 6 weeks? And then when the playoff starts, right, you have to basically change your mindset. And now, you know, as a top seed, you're going to have a target on your back. How do you mentally focus and challenge your guys' self on week to week?
Well, I think for us, it's really about taking each game one at a time. Like this weekend, we've got El Paso. We've got a challenge. We know they're going to come in with a game plan. We're going to go in with a game plan. We've got to make sure we execute ours more effectively than them. And we need to just continue to do that week after week, pick up as many points as we can. And don't worry about what other people are doing. Don't worry about what the rest of the table's doing, because, I mean, for us, we'd love to pick up all 18 points if we can. But it starts with doing one game at a time and doing the proper, going through the proper process. And it's also, I think, I've seen in this league a lot, it's not just about being at the top of the table. It's about being hot going into the playoffs, because you want to be in good form. You want to be feeling good, confident as a group going into one match standoffs.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, I think a lot of what Matt said is probably what I would say. Yeah. I think the stretch away can affect your form and confidence a little bit. So I think if we can use these games to, like I said, these six games to eventually be in a position where we're happy with the way we're playing, then that's going to be more important than anything. But like I say, we can't worry about what other people are doing. Mm-hmm. Just take one game at a time. And I think if we can get one big win at home on Saturday, everybody will be back feeling, you know, how when we were flying in the league, because we've done this all year. Yep. You know, all we need to do is just focus on this one game, and then I'm sure everyone will feel that way again.
Yep. No doubt. I wanted to ask, last question. I know I said it last question.
Oh, you're fine.
second last question. Roro coming back, does that give you some relief on the corner kicks? You can then take your step out and maybe take a crack every once in a while?
Yeah, if he wants to step up and whip them in, I'll be on the edge of the box ready to smack them.
Because I imagine you prefer that, right? We're hoping everybody's in the box so you can have that opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, the way that we, our conversion rate from corners, I'd prefer, yeah, to be on the edge of the box. Because when we're whipping them in, I think we've only scored one goal this year. So it's an area that we've definitely wanted to improve on. But just having him back as a whole, and like you said before, the whole strength of the squad is going to be massive for us.
Yeah.
You know, like, we've got everybody on the bench can come in and impact the game.
Right. Which
you know
is
what I mean?
Totally. And I'm glad you mentioned that. Because in the beginning of the season, remember, it was kind of in this moment where
the team picks itself, probably.
Yeah,
you
right.
know, we didn't have a deep, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
guys who are fighting to come in, we had a lot of injuries. Now it's like we're at a stage where collectively, obviously, we want to win, but individually, you have to play well.
Yeah.
You know, like, you have to play well mm-hmm. to play the next week. And that's kind of the pressure that we probably need as well, because as we go on to these games, it's just going to get more and more intense.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
And everybody's confident too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Zico, who maybe wasn't getting minutes early in the season, has really stepped up. Luther just scored two goals in international play. I think Zico, I'm not sure if he had one or not, but there's just a lot of guys.
He had a baby. Congrats, Zico.
He did?
Yeah.
He had a baby.
Not sure he had a goal. He had a baby.
Yeah, I don't know if he had a goal, but he had a baby. Congrats, Zico.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yep.
Did he post about it?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, it's a couple days.
Yeah, yesterday, I think.
Okay. So, is he okay if we?
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, congrats, Zeke.
If not,
it was LaGrosse. Yeah.
If not, he scored a goal.
Yeah.
It is essentially a goal, you know, in a way.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one. All right. Thanks, guys. This was a lot of fun. Appreciate it. We hit a lot of good stuff and got to show the pictures. I want to say, last thing, I'm only joking about the pictures. I would not want to be in your guys' position.
You know I hide from the camera.
I know you do.
I usually try to enter the other way.
Either. Like, I know it's going to happen, but, like, I'm not, like, 2 days before
my favorite.
Preparing my outfit and that. You know what I mean?
There's one from last
Ashley,
year.
Ashley, in our office, was walking us in on the Hughes Stadium game, and she's like, don't stand next to me. I don't want to be in the photos. And I was like, I started walking behind her.
Yeah, there you go.
I didn't want to be in the photos either.
Yeah,
there you go.
Because then you're going to make fun of my shirt.
My favorite from last year is when you did the peace sign, and you just had a big smile on your face, and I don't know why, it just made me laugh. I reposted it because, like, this is my favorite thing of all time. So, yeah, but it's a tough situation, and some people, you know, like, who loves it? Who loves the situation? Probably Sosa.
Carlos puts out some good outfits.
Yeah, Luther.
Sosa comes in as a cowboy.
Yeah, that was unbelievable.
Sosa and Carlos.
Yeah,
too,
Carlos
yeah.
as well. He's a cowboy as well.
So, like, those guys, you know, different story, but I'm with you. I would be the exact same way if you guys were like, I don't know.
But, I mean, that's why everyone's different. I mean, like.
Yeah, everybody's personality is different.
Yeah.
You can't tell them.
They
like,
want to
hey,
do that.
Hey,
they want to do that. If he wants to come in on a horse, fair play.
Come in on a horse.
You know what I mean? Whatever, mate.
You can't be like, hey, I got a stain on my shirt. Not today. You can't do that.
Nah.
I mean, I was hiding from the. I was trying to enter through the back.
It didn't work.
No, they're turning the camera. They're still finding me.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well.
We don't give them. I don't even give them permission. They just do it. It's really invasive.
I'd hesitate to say that I've been on 3 posts this year, maybe 3, and for the whole season in terms of the match day.
Yeah,
outfits.
Yeah.
3 might be.
You know,
the one time
that I dressed for it, I wore a Kings jersey, and they didn't even put me in there.
Shocking.
Unbelievable. De'Aaron Fox jersey.
Who's behind it, anyways? Who puts it on?
I'm not going to tell you because I don't want to put that person on blast.
Oh. Well.
But just be maybe. Like, I'm out. Cover your face. That's not that hard.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. There's some, you could do some. I don't know. I don't know about you guys. All I think about is like all the funny stuff you could do with it.
Yeah, that's fair. This is a good opportunity for.
Yeah,
someone.
like dress up like Connor one day.
What, like a suit?
No, just like something that
or
he
like
would wear. Like him, they're like making fun of him. Too much work. You're focused on the game. I get it. I understand.
Yeah, it might be too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is too much.
It is too much.
And especially if I come in like with a costume or something where I am taking a pick, then you better play well. You know what I mean? Because if they're like, this guy's coming in like this, he plays like a donkey. Yeah.
He plays like a donkey.
He'll be safe again next week with a black t-shirt on.
Yeah. Back to the full button up to the top.
All the way at the top. 5 buttons.
Oh, yeah.
You're adding extra buttons.
Yeah. Like,
Oh, man. All right. Well, thanks, guys. This was a lot of fun. Thanks, and good luck. Good luck this weekend.
Appreciate it.
Go Republic.
Go Republic.
Thanks to Jack Gurr, Matt LaGrassa for sitting down. If you haven't seen it, it's going to be on YouTube as well. I think next week it will be on YouTube. Also, we have an episode we just released that Armando Botello interviewed Sebastian Herrera in Spanish on The Breakaway en Español. And you can check that out on this feed as well. We thank you for your support of this podcast. Please rate, review, subscribe, or follow. And as always, go Republic!